Chapter 14. "Your head cone," Willa said to Sebastian as Marigold went up to get the first clues of the final challenge. "Are you going to keep wearing it even when we go back to scavenger hunting?"
"Yes."
"Just because, you know, Willa glanced anxiously at Lacey Clench and her team.
"I'm wearing my head cone and my goggles," said Sebastian, making an effort to keep his voice calm.
"My magic is stronger than it used to be. I need them both now."
"I just don't want you to trip or anything," said Willa.
"I don't comment on what you're wearing, Willa," Sebastian said through gritted teeth.
Marigold ran to them, holding a slip of paper.
"We need to find something sticky," she cried. "Let's go. This is easy."
Everyone in the gym was screaming and laughing as their teams set off. Everyone was running, too, which made wave after wave of sound rise from the floor.
"Tape," Willa said over the hubbub. "We can get some in the art room."
The four of them ran down the hall and into the art room where Willa opened the supply cupboard and pulled out a roll of masking tape.
"Done," she said, smiling. "Back to the gym," Willa said.
Back to the gym. Ugh, of course they had to go back to the gym. Reluctantly, Sebastian followed his teammates. His eyes stung. His head pounded. He didn't think he could last much longer.
"Something sticky," Nori read aloud. They were back in this game, and she was not going to let them lose. No way.
"Gum," said Elliot. "Does anyone have gum?"
"Is gum even sticky?"
Pepper asked.
"When it's being chewed," Elliot and Nori said at the same time.
"I think I have some in my locker," Andres said.
The four of them ran to the row of UDM lockers. Andres rummaged through his but came up with nothing.
"No, no, no," he said.
Nori opened her own locker to see if she had any gum. Nope. Pepper searched her locker, too.
"Oh," she cried, lifting something orange into the air. "An old gummy unicorn in my jacket pocket. And it is super, super sticky."
"Yes," cheered Elliot.
"Don't eat it," warned Nori.
"I'm not going to eat it," Pepper said. "It has a nickel stuck to it.
Ugh, and a piece of hair."
"Okay then," said Nori. "We're right on track. Back to the gym."
Sebastian did some deep breathing as their team handed Coach the tape. So many voices in the gym. Kids running one way, kids running the other. He needed to rest his eyes.
"Good job," Coach told them. He lifted the air horn to his lips.
"No," Sebastian begged, but it was too late. Coach was blowing it less than a foot away from him. The intense sound wave slammed into Sebastian.
"Congratulations, you're the first team to get item number one," Coach said. "Here's a clue for number two." He handed Marigold an index card.
"We're in the lead," said Willa.
Sebastian looked at the other groups who had lined up to show their sticky things to Coach. A fuzzy team had brought in a slug. Another fuzzy team had a terrarium in which a spider was making a web. The Sparkies had melted an old sneaker so that its glue oozed out. Behind them, a team of flickers held
a stick? No, Coach would not accept a stick for sticky. No way.
"A non-human pyramid," Marigold said, reading from the new index card. "Any ideas?"
Coach accepted the slug as sticky.
"Wong!" air horn.
"What about Legos?" Willa asked. "We could build a pyramid with them. Do we have Legos in our class?"
"No, we don't," Marigold said.
Coach accepted the spiderweb as well. "Wong! Air horn!"
"I know! Bax can flux into a pyramid," Willa cried.
"Not happening," said Bax. "I don't do pyramid."
"But you could," Willa said.
"I can do five objects," said Bax. "Rock, piano, leash, swivel chair, and rain poncho. None are pyramid-shaped."
"You could at least try," Willa cajoled. "It would only be for a minute."
Did Willa pay attention to anyone else's magic? Ever?
"Willa," snapped Bax. "I can't do pyramid. I do not know how. Why are we even still talking about this?"
"I just thought..."
"It's like me telling you to just rain outdoors," Bax said. "Can you do that, Willa? Just for a minute, huh?"
"Oh,"
said Willa, finally getting it. "No." Sebastian watched Coach touch the melted shoe, nod, and
"Wong! Air horn!"
Sebastian saw the flickers hand over their stick.
Ooh, Marigold said. There's that marble pyramid statue just inside the side entrance with the inspirational quote thing. Let's go!
Coach looked at the stick, and then...
air horn! Wong!
Sebastian was dying. The air horn was unbearable, and the stick should not have been approved.
Why?
He cried.
What are you talking about?
Bax asked.
Coach okayed the stick.
Sebastian shook his aching head.
It's not fair to people who actually found sticky stuff.
Forget it, Marigold said. We have to get to the pyramid before the others.
Carrot's number one fans, Coach finally said. You're up.
Pepper showed him the unicorn gummy. Coach poked it cautiously.
Yes, he said. That is definitely sticky.
He blew the air horn.
Hurrah!
And handed them the second clue. Sebastian read the quote beneath the marble pyramid statue. It said, anything is possible. He liked that idea, but he wasn't sure it was true. Three teams of kids were trying to heave it off the platform where it sat, but the statue was too heavy.
It's too big, one kid moaned. No one can move it.
No one except the friends of Carrot, Marigold said, grinning.
She placed her hand on the pyramid statue and closed her eyes. The pyramid quivered. It wobbled. Then it shrank to the size of an apple.
Where'd it go?
A fluxer cried. Marigold caught the tiny pyramid as it dropped.
Sorry, not sorry,
she told the other teams. Sebastian gave her a thumbs up, and they were off.
We might win this, Sebastian thought. Marigold's a secret weapon, too.
Nori's team was stuck on non-human pyramid.
Does anyone have a cheese grater?
Elliot asked. That's pyramid-shaped.
Why would anyone bring a cheese grater to Big Night?
Andres asked.
It's not like we all grate cheese together before the paper owls.
Okay, fine, said Elliot, just brainstorming.
Could we make a pyramid out of popsicle sticks?
Wondered Andres.
That would take too long, with the glue having to dry and everything,
said Pepper.
What about magna tiles?
Nori said. Can we find magna tiles somewhere?
I just realized, cried Elliot, bouncing on his toes.
What?
Asked Nori.
I've totally got this, Elliot said happily.
You do?
Nori asked.
I do.
They followed him back to the gym. There were only a couple teams lined up for non-human pyramid, Nori noticed. It was much harder than something sticky. The Sparkies were first. They handed in a pyramid flared out of wood. It looked pretty good, Nori had to admit. Burned, but definitely a perfect pyramid shape. Next, Sebastian's team handed in a marble pyramid.
Oh, it was the one from the front hall. Marigold had shrunk it.
Both solutions were accepted, and both teams were given the third and final clue. Elliot waited silently, focusing on his magic. Nori was sure he planned to make an ice pyramid, but he had only made objects of ice from thin air a couple times. It wasn't easy.
Could he manage it?
Finally, it was their turn. Nori's heart beat faster, but Elliot walked confidently up to Coach, knelt on the floor, and zap, 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 floop. He made five sheets of ice, four triangles, and a square. Then, clang, he iced them together to make a perfect pyramid.
Excellent work, Coach bellowed. Outstanding,
he blew the air horn. Nori loved that air horn. Could she get an air horn of her own at home? Maybe Coach would let her borrow it.
Here you go, Coach said to them, handing Elliot an index card.
The final clue.